So we're up to the mission at the bottom of Yerim and Bees. So the Mishnah says, "Veshamay Omrim be'erev kol adam yatev v'yekrau v'abuker ya'amuch." And Amar v'shach b'chov kumecha. So when you say Kriyat Shema at night, according to Veshamay, you have to lean on your side, and when you say Kriyat Shema in the morning, you have to stand up, because it's like v'shach b'cha when you're lying down, and kumecha when you stand up. Veshil Omrim no kol adam kori kedarko. Shneamar v'lach tchav derech. You can say Kriyat Shema however you want. So I am Kain l'man Amar v'shach b'chov kumecha. So what does that pasuk mean? So it means v'shach b'nei adam shulchem v'shach b'nei adam omdim. The time that people are lying down or going to sleep, or the time people are getting up, you should say Shema. It's not indicative of how you should say Shema, but just at the time that you're supposed to say it. Amar bitarfun ani hayisi bava derech. I was going on the road. Vihitisi likros kedir Rebbe Shammai. So I leaned on my side to say Shema dafka that way at night, like Rebbe Shammai. V'sakanti ba'atzmi me'alisim, and I endangered my life because of the bandits. They almost killed me. So amru lo. So they said to Rebbe Tarfun, kedai hayisa lacho ba'atzmecha shavarta the Rebbe Silla. It's actually fitting that you should have been killed for what you did because you violated the words of Rebbe Silla. We know that we typically always pass like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, Bishlam and Beis Hillel, Kavafarashi Tamayu Vatayim and Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel not only explains his own reasoning, but he also explains what the Svara of Beis Shammai should be also based on the way that he understands the Pasuk of Shach Bechav Kumecha. But Ella Beis Shammai, Tamayu Vatayim and Beis Hillel, why does Beis Shammai not hold like Beis Hillel? So Amr Lecha Beis Shammai, Imkain, if Beis Hillel was correct, Nima Krabba Bokeruva Erev, my Beshach Bechav Kumecha must mean Beshach Shchiva Shchiva Mamish, Beshach Kima Kima Mamish. The way Beis Shammai reads the Pasuk, it's not just talking about the time, it means literally to lie down and to get up. How does he understand the pasuk of Hulach Chavaderech? So the Gemara says, "Ahumi boy lehu lichad asani for the following din." Pasuk says, "Beshifta Chavaveisacha." So what does that mean? Prala osik b'mitzvah. So that excludes a person who's currently involved in doing a mitzvah. In other words, if you're doing a mitzvah, you're putter from saying Kriyat Shema. Hulach Chavaderech prat lechasan. If a person is getting married, then he's also putter from saying Kriyat Shema. Mikan amru. So based on that, Chazal said, "Hakonis es habesula putter v'yasam anachayv." If it's your first marriage, or if you're marrying a besula, so then you're putter from saying Kriyat Shema. If you're marrying an almana, it's not your first marriage, right? If she's widowed or she was divorced, whatever. So then you're chayav to say Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara asks, my mashma, how do you see that from the pasuk? So Amar Rav Papa ki derech ma derech rishus av kol rishus. Just like the word derech, if I'm going on the road, the implication is that I'm going for my own purposes. So that's a rishus, and that's when we say that you're still chayav to say Kriyat Shema. So to anything which is only a dvar rishus, I'm still going to be chayav to say Kriyat Shema. So asks the Gemara, milo askinan. Isn't the case when I'm going to do a mitzvah and yet the Torah says I'm still chayav to say Kriyat Shema even though I'm going to do a mitzvah? So the Gemara says no. If that was the case, what's the pasuk stressing by saying you're sitting and you're going? So the Gemara says when you're going for your own personal benefit, meaning for a rishus, for something which you don't need to do, that's when you're going to be chayav to say Kriyat Shema. That's when you're going for a Dvar mitzvah, then you're going to be putter from saying Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, one second, if that's true, afilu kones esu almana nami. So that even if I marry an almana, I should be putter from saying Kriyat Shema. How come only if you marry a besula, you're putter from saying Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara says, no, hai tarid v'hai lo tarid. The difference is when you're marrying a besula, if you're getting married for the first time, so you're tarid. So tarid in this context means that a person's caught up with thoughts of having bia and things like that. But if you but if it's not your first marriage, so then you're not caught up with those thoughts, and therefore you would be chai say Kriyat Shema. The truth is that la halacha b'zman hazeh, everyone, even a chassan who's getting married for the first time, we assume it's chayav say Shema. The reason for that is the Shulchan Aruch points out is because today we don't really have such a great kavana in general, so we don't kind of invoke the svara of the fact that you're tarid. We assume we have to say Kriyat Shema regardless. But theoretically, a person who's getting married should be putter from Shema. So the Gemara says, one second, imishum tirda. If the whole concern here is because you're going to be caught up and you're going to be thinking about other things, then if you tell us finasu b'yam navi. So then even if I see a boat drowning in the sea, let's say a person has a relative on a boat that's drowning and he's really thinking about it now, so he should also be putter from saying Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, chitim hachana. Maybe he'll tell me, yeah, you're right. That's true. That if you see a boat drowning, maybe you're putter. But it's not true because Alama Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav Damarav Avil Chayv Chol Amitzus Amuris Batorah Chutz Ben Atfilin Shari Nemar Bohem Peir Shari Nemar Peir Chol Chavash Alecha. And Avil is putter from in Avil's Chayv and all Amitzus other than Tfilin, because Tfilin the pasuk in Yecheskel describes Tfilin as a Peir as something which is a form of glory. So an Avil who's not in a state of Peir can't wear Tfilin. But every other Mitzvah, including Kriyat Shema, is Chayv. And so I don't understand. The Avil's also caught up in thoughts of the fact that he just lost his relative. So how come he's Chayv in Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara says, no, chasam tarit tirid in the mitzvah, hacha tarit tirid in the rishus. The difference is that when it comes to a chasan, so the thoughts that he's thinking about are tirid in the mitzvah, meaning he's about to engage in a mitzvah, so therefore that's what's bogging him down, that's what he's thinking about. In Avel, yes, an Avel is going to be sad, but there's no mitzvah for an Avel to be sad. It's not a tirid in the mitzvah. The fact that he's upset is rishus, right? There's no mitzvah for an Avel to be sad. So that's why the tirid that he's involved in is not called a tirid in the mitzvah. Ube shamai, hahumi boilu, prat l'shluchei mitzvah. Ube shamai understands that pasuk to be excluding a shluchei mitzvah, Shema. If a person is being sent by someone to do a mitzvah, so that he's patur from saying Shema. Beisilah Amri Meila Shema Mina Dafilu Derech Nami Kare. Beisilah says, you see that even when you're on the road, so he says you're going to have to say Kriya Shema as well, even in that case. Versus Tana Rabbanan, Beisilah Omrim, Omdin Vikorin, Yoshim Vikorin, Umatin Vikorin, Hochem Aderech Vikorin, Osim Malachim Vikorin. In other words, Beisilah says you say Kriya Shema in any position, in any context, right? Whether you're standing, sitting, lying down, going to work, on the road, in all cases, he says you have to say Kriya Shema. Umayseb Rabbi Shmov, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shem Suvim, Makom Echad, they were eating somewhere. Vahaya Rabbi Shmov, Mutev, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Zakov. Rabbi Shmov, he was leaning on his side when he said Shema, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was bent over, in other words, he was trying to sit up straight. Kemenchi gives my Kriyishma. Once my Kriyishma arrived, Hito Rabbi Elazar v'Zakar from Yishmael. They swap positions from where they were before. So Amru lo Rabbi Elazar v'Nazar Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael achi. Emshelach Mashal l'ma deverdom. I'm gonna illustrate to you what just happened. Mashal le'echad she'omrim lo'zikanecha megudal. It's like one person tells his friend, a really nice beard. Amar lahem, yeah, keneged amashchisem. He says, now that you told me that I have a nice beard, I'm gonna shave it off. I'm gonna cut it off. So he says, avkach. It's the same thing here too. Ata calls, right? He says, avkach ata calls mashani zakov ata muteh. Ashav kishani hitisi ata zakafta. Right. So the whole time when I was sitting up, you were lying on your side. Now that I'm lying on my side, you're sitting up. So Amar lo, so he said back to him, he says, Ani asisi kedivri beselol, v'ato asisi kedivri beshamai. He says, yeah, but I'm following beselol, that you could say Kriya Shema in any position, and you're following beshamai, that at night you have to dafka say it leaning over, right? The lo od, el Hashem yiru atal midavi kvu halacha ledoros. And not only that, but there's a concern that the Talmidim are going to see what we're doing, and they're going to incorrectly establish halacha ledoros about how to say Shema. So my velo, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, v'chitema, beselol nami islehu matin. Maybe beselol also agrees that you have to say Shema leaning over. That's really true. If you were leaning over beforehand, meaning if I'm already leaning on my side, maybe I have to keep leaning on my side when I'm saying Shema. Aval hacha came with that hashta, havi zakuf, the hashta muteh, but here beforehand you were sitting up and now you're lying on your side. So Amri Shema mina kebe shamai sphere lehu shema yiru atalmid v'yikvo alach ledoros. So apparently he held like Bishamai, and the concern was that he was going to incorrectly establish the alach ledoros, and therefore he had to make sure that instead of him lying on his side, he had to sit up straight. Tani Rav Yecheskel, Asa Kedev Rav Yishamai, Asa Kedev Rav Yisrael, Asa. So Rav Yecheskel says, doesn't really matter what you do, you can follow either Rav Yishamai or Rav Yisrael. But Rav Yosef Amar, no, Asa Kedev Rav Yishamai, Lo Asa V'Lokal. If you follow Rav Yishamai in this case, what you did is totally meaningless. This nine, Misha Yerosho V'Ruba B'Sukkah, V'Shulchano B'Sukkah B'Ayis. Let's say your sukkah is big enough to accommodate the majority of your head and the majority of your body, but it's not big enough to accommodate your table. So your table is inside the house, and you're in the sukkah. So Yishamai Postlin of Yisrael Machshir. So Machloka is whether such a sukkah is kosher. So Amru Lahem. So there's a kinim from Yishamai himself to go visit Rabbi Yochanan. So they found this exact kind of a situation in a sukkah. And the Ziknei Yishamai didn't say anything, which would seem to imply that Yishamai agrees that such a sukkah is kosher. So Amru Lahem, they said back to him, no, Misham Raya, that's not a good proof. No, the Ziknei Yishamai fired back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoran. So they said to him, no, if this is what you've been doing for the last, you know, however many years, you've never been yotzei the mitzvah sukkah. Meaning, the Ziknei Yishamai told him to his face that this is not a kosher sukkah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar Asik Kedivrei Beishamai Chayiv Misa. Not only is if you follow Beishamai you're not yotzei, but in fact you're Chayiv Misa. This is not this quote from the Mishnah we had before. Amar Rabbi Tarfon Aniyah Yisi Baba Derech V'Hitisi Likros Kedivrei Beishamai. Right, Rabbi Tarfon was makbid to lean on his side at night to follow Beishamai. V'Sikanti Ba'atzim Ne'elisim, and I endangered my life because of the bandits. So Amar Lo Kedai Ha'Yisa Lachol Ba'atzmucha She'avar Tal Devar Beisilo. It's fitting that you should be in this situation because you violated the words of Mitzilah, which again is normative halacha. The Mishnah says, "B'shachar mevarich shtayim lefaneh v'achas la'acharei, uva'erev mevarich shtayim lefaneh u'shtayim li'acharei, achas aruka v'achas k'tzara." So by Birchos Kriya Shema for the morning for Shacharis, we have two brachos before Shema and one afterwards. And when it comes to Maariv, we have two before and two afterwards. One of them being a bracha aruka, a longer bracha, and one of them being a shorter bracha. Again, it's talking about Emes Ve'Emuna, Emes Ve'Yatziv, and Hashkivenu, right? The longer and shorter brachos. So the Mishnah says, "Makom she'amru laharich ino rashay lekatzer, lekatzer ino rashay laharich." So if the practice is to make the bracha longer, you can't make it shorter, and vice versa. Lachtom ino rashay shalol lachtom, shalol lachtom ino rashay lachtom. And if the minhag is to conclude the bracha with a baruch, like some brachos, right? We have, let's say, for example, some brachos start with the words baruch atah Hashem. Other brachos, let's say,
for example, every bracha in Shmona Esrei except for the first one, they don't start with the baruch because those are all brachas mechala chaverta. So every bracha falls back on the first one, so they don't start with the baruch. So if the minhag is to conclude the bracha with the baruch, then you have to, and if not, then you can't conclude with the baruch if the minhag is not to. So ask Gemara, my mevarich. In other words, what are these birchos kriyashma? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Yotzer Oru Vorechos. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. That's what we say in the beginning of birchos kriyashma. So ask the Gemara, Lema Yotzer Oru Vore Noga. Right, because the word choshech, we assume it's like a derogative meaning, it just means darkness, but we want to use a more positive term, so this is what the Gemara refers to in some places, as lashon sagi nar. So in other words, the word noga means light. So maybe as a euphemism for darkness, we should say the word light. So the Gemara says, no, k'dechsiv kam, you know, we're following the model of the pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshayo says, yotzer oru vorei choshech, therefore that's what we're going to say in davening. So the Gemara says, one second, elameata, oseh shalom vorei ram hi kam, you know, but we don't say, we say oseh shalom vorei esakol, but that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk in Yeshayo says, oseh shalom vorei ram. So why don't we say that if we're following the model of the pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Elak siv ravik karina nakol lishna ma'alia hachanami lemenoga lishna ma'alia." So the reason why we say uvorei asakol instead of uvorei ra is because we don't want to mention evil. We mention a lishna ma'alia. In other words, like a nicer way of saying it. So the question is, so why don't we say a nicer way of saying choshech? Also, why don't we say noga instead of choshech? So the Gemara says, "Elo amarava kedei lahaskir midas yom alayla midas layla bayom." In other words, we want to make reference to day at night and night at day. So the Gemara, what does that mean? So in the morning at Shacharis, we make reference to the day as well as the night. So what's the case where we mention day and night time? So that's what we say at Mariv. So we make reference to both the night and the day by Mariv as well. Right? What was the other shita? So Amar, I'm sorry. What was the other bracha? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Avaraba. So that's the second bracha that we say before Shema. Tanami Hachi in Omram Avasolam Ella Avaraba. So according to the Tanakama, right, the bracha we say in the morning is not Avasolam, we say at night, but is rather Avaraba. For Rabbanan, I mean, no, Avasolam Vechenu Omer, the Avasolam Ahatich Al Kemeshach Techas. According to Rabbanan, the bracha we say is in fact Avasolam. You know, there are discrepancies between, right, Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz about the Nusach HaBracha they say in the morning, whether it's Avaraba or Avasolam. So this is reflective of this machlokas. Amrav Yudam Rishmuel, Hishkin. Let's say the following situation: a guy gets up in the morning, and he hasn't said Berachas HaTorah yet. And then what happens? He totally forgets he hasn't said Berachas HaTorah. He davens all of Shacharis. And now he realizes that he forgot to say Berachas HaTorah. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If you haven't yet said Kriya Shema, so you have to make a Berachas HaTorah. But if you already said Kriya Shema, then you're putter. You can't say it. Why? Because Avaraba, many of the themes of Avaraba are similar to the themes of Berachas HaTorah, and therefore that putters you from saying a Berachas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzarech Levarich, Ulemedrash in Tzarech Levarich. You only have to make a Berachas HaTorah for Mikra. If I'm planning on reading Sukkim from Tanakh, but for Medrash, you don't have to make a Berachas HaTorah. For Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lemikra, Ulemedrash Tzarech Levarich, Lemishna in Tzarech Levarich. You only plan on reading Mishnah, then you don't. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar No, Afle Mishnah Nami Tzarech Levarich, Avala Talmud in Tzarech Levarich, for we call Gemara. For Rav Amar No, Afle Talmud Tzarech Levarich. Amar Rav Chiyah Barashi, Zimnin Sagir, have a claim to Kameh de Rav. I was standing in front of Rav sometimes, Lisanuye Pirkin Besif. For the Beir Rav, right, and he was teaching over some of the midrashi halacha from the Sifra. So have a makdim mekamashi yada ubarichu masalam pirkin. Before teaching us those various halachos and those different ideas, he would first wash his hands and make a berachas haTorah before he taught us. So my mevarich, what's the text? What's the bracha we make? Amrav Yehuda Shmuel Asher Kedeshanu Mevatzos Avitzivanu LaAsok B'Divrei Torah. Right, or the Sfardim of the Gusa of Al Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Masayim Bahachi. This is the way we conclude the bracha. Right, Harav Nashim Elokinu Is Divrei. And then the Gersa here, the Gemara has, is the Oske Sorasecha. We say the Lom De Sorasecha. Baruch Ato Hashem Hamalami Torah La'amo Yisrael. So that's the Nesach HaBracha. We ask Hashem to make the Torah sweet for us and to pass it on to all our generations. For Rav Hamnuna Amar, he would also say Hashem Bachar Banim Yikol Amim and Asalanos Torah. So Baruch Ato Hashem Nosein HaTorah. And Amar Rav Hamnuna Zohim Me'ula Shebabrachos Hilkach Limrinu L'chul. He says this, Baruch Ato Torah is the greatest bracha that we have. Now, what that means, halacha, is not so clear. It just sounds like he's making some kind of a, you know, hashkafa statement about Berachas HaTorah. He's saying it's like the greatest bracha that we have. Therefore, we say all of these brachos together as part of Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Tanan HaSemer, the Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah in Tamid, Amar Lem HaMemuneh, Baruchu Bracha Achas, Nehim Baruch Hu Vekaru Aseres Adibru Shema V'Hayim Shemoa V'Yomer U'Baruch Hu Esam Gimel Brachos Emes V'Yatziv V'Avoda U'Berkas Kohanim V'Shabbos Mosifim Bracha Achas L'Mishmar Hayotzei. So basically the Mishnah Tamid is describing the way that the Mishmarus would change. We know that every week there was a different Mishmar of Kohanim that was in charge of doing the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, and they had certain procedures of things that they would do as part of the Avoda. So the Mishnah describes that the Mamuna, the one who was appointed as in charge of all the Kohanim, so in the course of his tefillah, so he would make a bracha, and then they would respond, and then they would read the Aseres HaDibros, and they would read Shema, and Vayom Shemoa, and Vayomer, etc. And then he would bless the people. Then they would go continue with davening. They would do Emes V'Yatziv, right? And then they would mention Avoda, right, which is Ritzei, and then Berakas Kohanim, and they would be doing davening, right? And Shemoneh Esrei. And then on Shabbos, they would add in another bracha for the Mishpar that was leaving. So my bracha Akas, what is that bracha? Ki Hadu Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, Iklu Lahu Asher. They went to a certain city, Ba'u Minayim, and they asked my bracha Akas. In other words, they were inquiring, what is this bracha that they say for the Mishpar that's leaving? That week, so the word says Lo Hava Bidai. No, the people there weren't sure. For Asa Shailu Rav Masna Lo Hava Bidai, and Rav Masna didn't know either. So then Asa Shailu Rav Yehuda. So Amar Lui says Hachi Amar Shmuel Ava Rabba. So he says that's the bracha they would say. They would make the bracha of Ava Rabba. For Amar Rabbi Zrika Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Shmuel Ben Lakish Yotzeor. He says no. He says that it refers to the bracha of Yotzeor. Ki Asa Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef Amar Hadu Rabbi Zrika La Beferish Itmar. That statement of Rabbi Zrika regarding Yotzeor wasn't said explicitly. Ela Michlala Itmar. It was made based on an inference. To Amar Rabbi Zrika You see from here that one bracha of Birchas Kriyashma is not ma'aki the other. Meaning, if I say one without the other, so even though I wasn't yotze the other one, but I can still be yotze this one bracha. So, I understand if you say that the bracha that they used to say, right, was yotzer or, that makes sense. Because yotzer or, we would say that even though you didn't say avaraba, it's not ma'aki of yotzer or. You can still be yotze the bracha of yotzer or. But, elo yomar avaraba, havu amre, my bracha was Zo. Right, so I understand, but if it's Avaraba, so then you by definition already said Yotzer, because Avaraba is after Yotzer. So what does that mean that it's not Ma'akiv each other? So the Gemara says, no. Tilma Haida lo Amr Yotzer, Yishum de lo Mata Zman Yotzer. Maybe it's too early to say Yotzer. Maybe it's before Netzacham, it's before Alos HaShachar. It's too early, right? You can't see the Bracha of Yotzer if the sun is not up yet. You can't see the Bracha of Yotzer if it's not yet Yom. So the Chimata Zman Yotzer Havu Amr, but they would only say Yotzer once the day already started. So theoretically, you could be saying Avaraba before Yotzer in that situation. The Imi Chlala. In other words, if it's based on a diuk, so we could say that really they said avaraba, and then once the zman of yotzor kicked in later on, then they would say yotzor afterwards, and it wasn't ma'akiv. It means seder brachos. In other words, the fact that they read the brachos out of order, that was okay. That's what it means. Meaning, because if you have a situation where it's too early to say yotzor, because theoretically you could say avaraba now and wait until the proper zman to recite yotzor. Fine. Then we said back at the mission, Tommy the Gemara was quoting down here. The Korin Aser Sadibros Shema Vayom Shemoa Vayomer Emes Vyatziv VaAvodu Birkas Kohanim. Right, this is all part of the Seder of the Yom of the Kohanim. Amr Yehuda Shmuel Af Bigvulim Dikshu Likros Kain. They wanted to read these things outside the Mikdash also. Ela Shekvar Bitlum Mitarom Sami. This is referring specifically to the Aser Sadibros. They wanted to recite yes, make the Aser Sadibros part of the regular Tefillah. But the reason why Chazal were not okay with that was because of the mean and the Apikorsim. People would look at the Aser Sadibros and think that that was the entire Torah, that everything else was just a farce. So therefore, because of that, they didn't want to allow the regular Am to read the Aser Sadibros. Tanam Yehachi Rab Nasan Omer Bigvulim Bikshu Likros Kain. Ela Shekvar Because of that fear of the apikorsim, we don't read the Aseret HaDibros as part of our normal tefillah. Rabba Bar Barchana Savar LeMikve Inu Misura. He wanted to establish the Aseret HaDibros as part of the normative tefillah in Surah. Savar LeRuchis. No, you can't do that. Kfar Bitlum Netaromes Amin. And we already said because of the apikorsim, we can't do that. Amemar Savar LeMikve Inu Benahardo. He wanted to make part of tefillah. Amar LeRavashi. No, Kfar Bitlum Netaromes Amin. And therefore, you're not allowed to say the Aseret HaDibros as part of tefillah. Then we said Shabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas LeMishvar Hayotzei. They added a bracha for the mishvar that was leaving. So my bracha Achas. What was that bracha? Amar Bichelbo. Mishmar Hayotzi Omer LeMishmar HaNichnas. They would say to the incoming Mishmar, Misha Shachan Shemo Bevayis Hazeh Hu Yashkin Meinechem Avav Yachav Shalom V'Reyes. Right. So the people, in other words, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who has rested His name on in this mikdash, should also rest His name on you and should promote a sense of love and peace and camaraderie amongst the incoming Mishmar of Kohanim. Then we send the Mishnah Makom Shamru LaHarich. Right. The minhag is to make the bracha longer, then he can't make it shorter, and vice versa. So the Gemara asks. Pshita, hecha dekanakir kasa dechamra bidei, vikasavar deshichrahu, upasach mevarich adaita deshichra, v'seim bidechamra yatsa, So the Gemara is with the following situation. Let's say you have a cup of a cup of wine, but you think that it's beer. So you're planning on making a shehakol because you think that you're about to drink beer, but then it turns out that it's really wine. So what do? So midway through the bracha, you realize that it's actually wine. So the Gemara says, let's say I say Baruch Atah Hashem, thinking that I'm going to make a shehakol, I'm going to drink beer, but then you realize, oh, this is wine, and you finish off with Bori Pri Agafa, meaning no one can tell from the text of the bracha that you thought it was something else, but you know in your head that you thought it was beer, and then you realize in the middle that it's wine. So the Gemara says, halakha is that you're Yotzei B'diav, that's okay. In other words, if as long as I got all the words in, even if initially I thought that I was drinking beer, because I was drinking wine, so I'm still Yotzei. So the Gemara says, Inami Imam Shehakol Nevin Var Yotzei. Why are you Yotzei? Because even Lu Yisrael that you actually made a shehakol, we know that B'diav that shehakol patters anything. Seemingly, almost anything, right? So in other words, if I ended up making the shahakol, b'diavad I'd be yotzei with the wine. So kal v'chomer, if I actually made the bori pri agafa with the wrong kavanah initially, for sure I'm going to be yotzei. To hatznan al kulam amar shahakol nevid varo yotzei, because the Mishnah Brachu says later on that if you make a shahakol, so shahakol b'diavad patters everything. So the Gemara says, elahicha de kanak and kasa de shachar b'yadei the kasar de chamru. But let's say it's the opposite case. Let's say you really about to drink beer, but you think that it's wine, right? So what happens? Pasachu baruch adai to the chamra, the same as the shachar mat. In other words, I think I'm making a bori pri agafa, and the midway through I realize that it's beer, so I now like a shehakol. Is that good enough? Because then you can't tell me that the bori pri agafa is a patur shehakol, right? So in other words, would that be okay? So the Gemara says, what's it then? Do we say baser ikar brachas linan or baser chasimas? Do we go after the initial part of the bracha, what your kavana was initially, and therefore you would not be yotzei? Or maybe you say no, lemais, at the end of the day you said shehakol, and therefore you should be yotzei. So what's it then? So the Gemara says, Tashma, now this is all come back to our Gemara. The Gemara is going to quote a raya from Birchos Kriyat Shema. Shachar is pasach biyotze or v'siim b'marav haravim lo yotze. Let's say in the morning, so you start making yotze or, and then you forgot or you kind of lost track of the bracha, and you ended off with marav haravim, which you're supposed to stay at night at marav, right? So the Bais says that you're not yotze if you do that, right? If you end off with marav haravim in the morning, you're not yotze. On the other hand, pasach b'marav haravim v'siim biyotze or Yotze. But on the other hand, if you start with Mariv Aravim and you end with Yotze Or, in other words, you catch yourself and you realize you're making the wrong bracha, so then you're Yotze. What about by Mariv? So Arvis, Pasach Mariv Aravim, the same Yotze Or, Lo Yotze. If you start with Mariv Aravim and then end with Yotze Or, you're not Yotze. Pasach Mariv Aravim, the same Mariv Aravim, then Yotze, you are Yotze. So what's the rule here? Klalosh Adar, the rule is, Hakol Holichachar Achasim. So you see from this brisa, that all we care about is the conclusion, is what you said at the end of the day. So Lechor, this is a good riot. So it sounds like that you should be Yotze, B'dieved, if you thought you were going to drink wine, it turns out that it's really beer. Right, so in other words, be the evidence of yotzei if you made a shahak. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam. The case of Berachas Kriyat Shema is different. The ka'amar baruch yotzer hameoros, because there you make a reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the different luminaries in the sky, which can also cover the nighttime as well. That's not exclusive to daytime. So therefore, that maybe that's why you're yotzei. So hanicha l'Rav d'amar kol baruch Hashem ba'atzkaras Hashem mina baruch Hashapir. So that makes sense according to Rav. Rav holds that if I have a bracha that doesn't have Shem Hashem in it, it's not a bracha. So according to Rav, it makes a lot of sense why I need to make sure that I say the proper bracha with Shem Hashem. But Elul Rabbi Yochanan Damer Kol Bracha Shem Malchus in a bracha Ma'ikal Neimar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not enough to just mention Shem Hashem. You also have to make reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam. Right? You have to mention the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, and not just the fact that he is Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you explain this Gemara? So he says Ela Kevan Damer Rabba Bar Ula Kedei LaHaskir Minas Yomelai Minas Lalav Yom. We said in the Gemara before that there's an Indian to mention Laila by Yom and Yom by Laila in your Tefillah. So therefore, when he said the bracha and he mentioned the Malchus, he mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his kavana initially was on both, since every person has to mention Laila by Yom and Yom by Laila, right? You have to mention both. So when you started making the bracha, even though you were saying the wrong thing, you were saying Mariv Aravim during the day, you're saying Yotzer Or at night, it doesn't matter because you're supposed to mention both Yom V'Laila, and therefore your Kavana when you were initially saying the Bracha, when you were mentioning Hashem, you mentioned the Malchus, is going to cover that as well. So where it says Tashma Misefa, Klalo Shodavra, Kohol Chachar Achasim. Right, so we said the rule is that everything follows what the conclusion of the Bracha is. And we ask, Klalo Shodavra La Suyei Mai, what is that expression coming to include? Mai Lav La Suyei Hada Amran. So Lechora, that should come to include the case that we mentioned about the beer and the wine. Right? That if I mess up, right, and I had the wrong kavana, then I end up with the right bracha, then I should be yotzei. So the Gemara says, well, La Suyei Nam of Itamar. We're talking about a case of bread and dates. So what's that? Hechidam Ilema to Achal Nam of Ikasavar de Tamre Achal. If you're going to tell me the case is that the guy is really eating bread, but he thinks that he's eating dates, so he's about to make a bori pri eats, and then midway he realizes that it's bread, and then he makes hamotzi. So that's literally the same case as the wine and the beer, right? So that's no different than our shayla. But in words, a little tzricha could go into akal tamrei v'kasaver nama akal. So really, the case is where it's they're really dates, but you think that's bread. Upasak with the nama v'seim and the tamrei yatsa. So you're about to make hamotzi midway. You realize that they're really dates. So you switch it to ha'eitz ta'afilu seim but the nama nami yatsa by time the tamrei nami meiz and zayne. So b'diyevet, if you made a hamotzi on dates, you would also be yotze. Why? Because dates also fill you up. The halacha is that if you make a hamotzi on anything in the world other than salt or water, the Gemara says salt and water don't fill you up. They don't sustain you. Therefore, hamotzi won't cover that b'diyevet. But b'diyevet, if you make a hamotzi on any food in the world, b'diyevet you be yotze because it's meiz and zayne. It fills you up. It satisfies you. So the Gemara says, so l'chor, in that case, if I think that I'm eating bread, turns out that it's really dates, and because even lo yitzer that I made a hamotzi on dates b'diyevet, I would still be yotze. Fine. So Amar Rav Bar Chinuna Sav Mishmei the Rav Kol Shelo Amar Emes Viatzev Shachris Emes Emuna Arvis Lo Yatzei Dei Chovas So Shenemar Lahagid Ba Boger Chastachav Emunas Chabalis. You have to mention Emes Viatzev at Shachris and Emes Emuna Amariv because that's reflected the pasuk in Tehillim. You have to tell over our Kaddish Baruch Hu's Chesed in the morning and his Emuna at night. So Amar Rav Bar Chinuna Sav Mishmei the Rav Hamispalil Kishu Korea Baruch Uchesheu Zokev B'Shem. So when you're bowing down at a bracha during, let's say, Shmona Esrei, right? So you bend your knees by Baruch, right, for the four times we do it during Shmona Esrei, and you get up, right, by Shem Hashem. Amar Shmona, my time of the Rav, the Chsev, Pasuk says, Hashem Zokev Kvufim. So you have to stand up straight when you say Shem Hashem. Meisve, the Pasuk says, Mipnei Shemi Nachasu, Miksev Bishmi, Mipnei Shemi Ksev. It doesn't say that when you utter Shem Hashem, I should stand up. It says, for the sake of Hashem. So why are we taking this Pasuk so literally? So Amar Le Shmuel Achia Barav, Bar Oryan, Tave Ima Lecha Milsa Ma'ali Zad Amar Avuch, Hachi Amar Avuch, he says, yeah, but Bar Oryan means like Talmud Chacham. I'm going to tell you something amazing that your father said, Kishu Korea, Korea Baruch, Kishu Zokev, Zokev B'Shem. You bend your knees by Baruch, and you stand up straight when you say Shem Hashem. Rav Sheisha says, Kikara, Kara Kechizra, Kikazakev, Zakev, Kechivya. When he bent down, he would bend down like a person who was getting hit by a rod, like a person who was getting beaten up. He would bend over in submission, and when he stood up, he would come up like a snake. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Kama also, that you're supposed to, when you come up from the bracha, you're supposed to, at least by modem, you're supposed to pick your head up first from the rest of your body, because that's like a snake, and that represents a certain sense of hachna, the shiftless of subservience to Hashem. For Amar Rabba Bar Chinuna Sava Mishmei Derav, Kol Hashana Kula Adam Ispalel HaKel HaKadosh, Melech Oetz Takom Mishpat. So generally, the majority of the year, the Rishmon Esi, you say HaKel HaKadosh, Melech Oetz Takom Mishpat, Chutz Me Asar Yom Shavir Rashon Yom HaKippurim, Shem Ispalel HaMelech HaKadosh VaHaMelech Mishpat. But during Asar Yom Tshuva, so you say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Elazar Amar, no, Afilu Amar HaKel HaKadosh Yatzah. He, Rabbi Elazar, holds, even if you say HaKel HaKadosh B'Dieve, you're Yotze during Asar Yom Tshuva. How do we know that? Shanemar, it says in Yeshaya, HaYigba Hashem Tzvakos BaMishpat VaHaKel HaKadosh Mikdash B'Tzadaka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises us up in judgment, and the Kel HaKadosh, right, he's sanctified with Tzadaka. So Ema Seva Yigba Hashem Tzvakos BaMishpat Ilu Asar Yom Shabin Rosh Shemir Shana V'Yad Yom HaKippurim VeKa'amar HaKel HaKadosh. Right, so you see that pasuk. In fact, we even say this pasuk during davening Rosh Yom Kippur, and yet it's an allusion to Asar Yom Tshuva, and yet it still uses the Lashon HaKel HaKadosh. So you see that B'Dieve you're Yotze. So my halilah, what was the maskan about this machlokes? So Amar Rav Yosef HaKel HaKadosh Melech Vitzakom Mishpat, meaning B'Dieved you're still Yotzei. Rabbi Amar, no, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat V'Hilchusak Rav. We know that we paskin for at least for HaMelech HaKadosh, we hold that B'Dieved, even B'Dieved you're not Yotzei. You have to go back again for Melech Vitzakom Mishpat. So B'Dieved we say that you are Yotzei because you mentioned HaMelech HaMishpat in that phrase. So therefore, B'Dieved for there you'd be Yotzei, but for HaKel HaKadosh you wouldn't be Yotzei. Amar Rabbi Bar Chinuna Sava Mishmei Derav Kol She'ef Shelo Levakesh Rachamim HaChaver Uveinu Mevakesh Nikra Chot. If you have the ability to daven for rachamim for your friend, you fail to do so, you're a sinner. Shenemar, Kama Anochi Chalilu Mechato LaHashem Mechadol Lehispalel Barchem. He says, I've held back from davening for you. So Amar Rava, Im Talmud Chacham Utzarech Sheyichol LeAtzmolav. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you have to daven. You have to, like, you know, to the point of getting yourself sick, basically, for your friend, to make sure that daven for rachamim. My time, Ilim Mishum Nichzev Vein Cholem Yikemalai VeGoles Ozni Tebo Melech Shaini. So if you're going to tell me the reason why the person has to push himself to that point is because the pasuk says in Shmuel that there's no one who's going to be a chola in front of Hashem that if you daven for him, so maybe that's referring to a melech. Maybe melech is different. So he says you're right. El Mehacha VaAni B'Chalosem Levushi, that when I'm cloaked with illness, so he says you have to daven for a person to get better. V'Amar Rabba Bar Chinuna In other words, if a person does an avira and is embarrassed by the avira, so he's forgiven for all of his chatayim. So Hashem says, I'm going to forgive you for anything that you've done in the past. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Dilmat tzibur shayni. Maybe it's only true when you're davening mitzibur. In other words, Shaul had to resort to Shmuel to tell him why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was no longer communicating with him. Shaul could not simply go to the Urim and Tumim and figure out what to do anymore, because since he had wiped out the city of Novi Rakohanim, he had done that terrible chait, so therefore he was no longer privy to have direct access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually forgave him, because it says, Rabbi Yochanan, imi b'mechitza. So you are going to be right. We know that the next day that Shaul was killed, he committed suicide in the battle with the police. He and his son, Yehonah's son, were killed. And he says, imi b'mechitza. He means that they were in the mechitza with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning they were one of the people who were privy to be near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously forgave them. For Rabbanan Amar Mehacha, the pasuk says, v'ho kanum Hashem begivas Shaul bechir Hashem. Right, that they were speared. They were killed in givas Shaul. Right, and they were called the bechir Hashem, the chosen ones of Hashem. Yatz the pasuk of Amra bechir Hashem. So the Baskol came out and called Shaul and his children the chosen ones of Hashem. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them. Am Rabbi Avo ben Zutrasi, Am Rav Yehuda bar Zvida, Bikshu likvah Parshas Balak b'Kriya Shema. Right, so a little bit beyond Yoma, but they wanted to make Parshas Balak the mainstream for Kriya Shema. Umebneima lokva. Why wasn't it established? Bishim Torah Tzibur. Right, it's a little bit long. So we all have Parshas Balak. Right, to do what we did yesterday every single day would be a little bit crazy. So therefore, as a result, we don't make Parshas Balak Kriya Shema. So my time. Ilima mishum nichsev ba kel motziyam mitzrayim. In other words, the Gemara is asking, what was the Havamim to make Balak Kriya Shema in the first place? So maybe because the pasuk says that it's the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. So then Lima Parshas Ribbis and Parshas Mishkalos nichsev ba nitzis mitzrayim. There are many other Parshas that make reference to Yitzhak's time also, Ribbis and the Isra of not, you know, having dishonest weights, etc. Elo Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Mishum Dechsev Ba Haikra Karasha Chav Kariuch Lavim Yiki Menu. Because the pasuk says that you crouch like a lion, and who could stand up to you like a female lion, so maybe that's what we want to emphasize. So the Gemara says, V'lema Haib Suka V'sulo. So then why don't we just say that one pasuk and call it a day? Why not say all Parshas Balak for it? So the Gemara says, no. Kemire, we have a tradition called Parsha, the Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Paskina, and the Lo Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskina. We can't divide up Sukkim or Parshios if Moshe didn't divide them up. So once we have an entire, once we're going to say we have to read one pasuk, we're going to have to read the entire section also. Parshas Tzitzis Mipnei Makvot. Why does Parshas Tzitzis, you know, fit into Kriya Shema? Am Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva Mipnei Sheish B'Chamisha Devarim. There are five things mentioned in that paragraph, namely Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, all mitzvos, vidas minim. In other words, that means to go against the people who are heretics, they have to course in. Hear her avira, they hear her avodah zara. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Mahani, Tlas, Mefarshim. So three of these things are explicit. All mitzvos, tichsev, reisem, also is chayim, it's called mitzvos Hashem. It says that referring to the yoke of mitzvos. Tzitzis, tichsev, asulahem, tzitzis, itzis mitzrayim, tichsev, asher hotzis. So those three things are explicit. El das minim, hear her avira, hear her avodah zara. What about those three? So where it says, Tisanya, right, Achari Levavchem Zomina. So the Pasuk says, right, Lo Sasuru Achari Levavchem, that refers to heresy, to Apikorsis. So Chenu Omer, Amar Naval Belibo Ein Elokim. It says in Tehillim that the Naval, the person who's like degraded, says in his heart that there's no God. And then it says, Achari Nechem Zechiru Ravira. Shemar, Hayomer Shimshon Elaviv Othak Kachliki Yisharab Einai. Right, in other words, that was referred to when Shimshon wanted to marry Delilah, right, so because he straight after his eyes, right, that refers to Znus. And it says, Atem Zonim Zechiru Ravodazar. The Atem Zonim refers to the title for Avodah Zara. The Mishnah says, "Maskir Nitzis Mitzrayim Balelos." Right? We there's a chiyah to mention Nitzis Mitzrayim at night. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the famous line we know from the Haggadah, "Hare Ani Kevin Shivim Sharav Lozachis Yishtami Nitzis Mitzrayim Balelos." Right? So I was like 70 years old, and I wasn't zocha to mention Nitzis Mitzrayim at night. Acha Drasha Ben Zoma Shadamar Lantisker Asu Nitzis Chamir Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayachar. So what does that pasuk mean? So according to Tanakhama, Yemei Chayachar means Hayamim Kol Yemei Chayachar Halelos. So according to Tanakhama, that means that you have to say Kriya Shema. Both by day, I'm sorry, you mentioned Yitzhak Mitzrayim by day and by night. But Chacham or no, Yimei Chayecha means Olam Azeh, call Havi Limos of Mashiach. That means to even the times of Mashiach, we're going to have to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Lehem Ben Zoma Lachachamim, Chimaskir Yitzhak Mitzrayim Limos of Mashiach. Is that really true that we're going to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim in Bimos of Mashiach? Valo Kfarin Amar, it says in Yirmiya, Hine Yamim Ba'im No Mashem Alo Ye Amru Ol Chaya Shem Asher Hela, as Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kim Chaya Shem Asher Hela, Vashir Evi Ezer Abi Yisrael, Me'eretz Tzafonu Mikol Ha'ara. It says in Yirmiyahu that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer going to be known as the God who took us out of Mitzrayim, but rather the God who took us out of Bavel. So why are we mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim be most of Mashiach? It's not going to be relevant anymore. So Amru lo, no, lo shete akir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'koma. It doesn't mean that we're going to completely eradicate mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, rather, Ella shete shibin malchios ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim tofel. It just means that Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be tofel. It's going to be secondary, but we still have to mention. Kayotze bo'at Omer. Similarly, we say that right, it says in Parshas, Yishlach, lo yikarei ot shimcha Yaakov kim Yisrael yechiyah shemecha. It says that you're no longer going to be called Yaakov, you're going to be called Yisrael. So what's pshat? Lo sheyei akar Yaakov b'makom. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be Yaakov at all. It means el Yisrael yikar v'Yaakov tovel. It just means that Yisrael will be your primary name, Yaakov will be the secondary name. Chayin omer, al tiskeru rishonos fekadmonios al tisbonen. In other words, the pasuk says, don't mention the original and the old ones, don't don't contemplate the things that happened in the past. What does that mean? Al tiskeru rishonos zeshibon malchios fekadmonios al tisbonen zo yitzis mitzrayim. Meaning it's not going to be the main focus of Yimos HaMashiach, but it will still be a thing that we have to mention. Then the pasuk continues in Yeshaya. It says, "Hinaniyo sechadasha atatitznach." It says that something new is going to happen, and it's going to sprout forth. So Tani Rav Yosef, Zomuchem is gogu mago. Mashal ma'adavar doma. La'adam shahayim ahalif baderech. Guy is walking on the road. Ufaga boz ze'ev. He's encountered by a wolf. Venitza b'men when he's saved from the wolf. Then he's telling the whole world about how he was saved from the wolf. Then what happens? Then he encounters a lion. Then he's saved from the lion. And then he saves from the lion. And then he tells everyone about being saved from the lion. And then he's saved from a snake. So Shachach Ma'isa Shneim, he forgets the first two incidents with the wolf and the lion. But he Masap Revolik Ma'isa Nachash, he doesn't remember the snake. So Avkach Yisrael Tzaros Acharos Mashakos Tzarishonos. The later Tzaros that we experience in our history make us forget about the original Tzaros. So when we're eventually redeemed from above, we're going to forget all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pasuk says in Devar Yamim Avram Hu Avraham. So what does that mean? Betchila Nasa Avla Aram Ulevesof Nasa Avla Chol HaOlam Kulo. So initially Avram was just the head of Aram, and then eventually he became the head of the entire world, the Avra of the entire world. And then it says Sarai hi Sarah. So Betchila Naaseis Sarai Leumasa. Initially, she was just the head of her nation. Ulevesof Naaseis Sarah Lechol HaOlam Kulo. She became the head for the entire world. Tani Bar Kapar Kol Akori La Avraham Avram Over Maase. If you call Avram Avram, you're a violation of an Aase. Shemar Vayoshimcha Avraham. He has to be called Avraham. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Over Balav. Shemar Veloyi Karei Odeshimcha Avram. So it's actually a lot to call him Avram. Ella Meata Akori La Sarah Sarai Hachinami. She says, yeah, but what about calling Sarah Sarai? Is that also an answer? So the Gemara says no. Hasam Kutcha Brichu Amar Avram Sarai Ishcha Lo Sekresh Ma Sarai Ki Sarash. Hashem says to Avram that what, that she's no longer going to be called Sarai, but rather she'll be called Sarah. So the Gemara says Ella Me. Yeah, but if I call Yaakov Yaakov instead of Yisrael, do I violate a laver and I say? So the words no. Shiny Hasam, the Hadara Hadrikra. The pasuk itself calls him Yaakov again, even after his name was changed. So even in that context, when he's called Yisrael, we still refer to him as Yaakov. So the Gemara asks, "Masiv Rabbi Yosi Bar Avi Vitim Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida Atahu Hashem Ha'elokem Hashem Bachartav Avram." So you see that we still refer to him as Avram. Amarle, no, Hasam Navi Hu to come and stand on the Shivchei Derachmana Ma'ida Havi Meikar. Because if you look at the next words in that pasuk that we say right in Vayivarech David, right, it goes on to say Hashem Bachartav Avram Vahutzisu Mirakastem the Samta Shmo Avram. So that's just historical context. He used to be called Avram, and now he's called Avram. So in that context, we're gonna mention his name. So let's start a second back now. So right, if you're in the middle of reading Parshas Kriyas Shema, let's say you happen to be reading Chumash, you happen to be reading Parshas Kriyas Shema, Parshas Veschan or Ikev or Shlach, right? And it turns out now it's time for Zman Kriyas Shema. So im kivin libo yatsa. So if I had kavana to be yotze, so then I'm yotze. Right? In other words, if I was reading the Chumash and it turns out I'm reading Parshas Kriyas Shema and I had kavana, so then I'm yotze. So let's say I'm in between paragraphs and someone comes over to me and wishes me good morning. So then if the person who wishes me good morning is a very honorable person, he's a chashav rav or whatever it is, so then I'm allowed to respond good morning to him out of kavod, and I can also and not only can I respond to it, but I can also initiate the greeting. But if I'm in the middle of a pasuk, not in the middle of a paragraph, so then I can only inquire or respond to how someone's doing if it's mitnei hayira. Let's say it's a king or someone that I fear. So then can I respond. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The emsa shom nehayira umeshiv nehakavod. If I'm in the middle of a pasuk or I'm in between pasukim, let's say, so then I can inquire of someone who I'm afraid of, and I can respond to someone who I honor or who I respect. But prakim, if you're in between paragraphs, so then shalom ne'akalod, who may shift shalom lechalad. If I'm in between paragraphs, so I can initiate right, the greeting to someone in a kavod, and I can respond with the greeting to anyone in the world. So now they just ask to find what these points are. Elohim bein prakim bein bracha rishon lishnei. So in between paragraphs means between the bracha of yotzer or an avaraba bein shnia lishema between avaraba and shema bein shrael v'ayim shemoa bein He says you don't stop there, right? That's why I often times you see in some siddurim they'll have emes v'yatziv emuna, right? So in other words, there you don't pause, you just keep going. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, lama kama parshas Shema levahaya im Shema. Right? Why is Shema before Vayim Shema? So he says Kadesh Kabbal Olav Omal Chasher Tchila Chagak Mekabel Olav Ol Mitzvah. So this way we should first be Mekabel Omal Chashemayim, and only then should we be Mekabel the notion of keeping mitzvos. That applies both by day and by night, right? Whereas the mitzvah tzitzis only applies during the daytime. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina, you see from this Mishnah, mitzvos tzrichos kavana, right? How do you see that from this Mishnah? Because the opening line of the Mishnah said you have to have kavana to be yotzei kriyashma, right? Otherwise, if I'm for Rim Zug without kavana, I'm not yotzei. So the Gemara says, Mayim kiveng libo likros. Likros v'hakakari. Mikori lahagia. The Gemara says, I understand. The Mishnah says, I'm having kavana to read. So the Gemara says, but you're reading it right now. What does it mean to have kavana to read? So the Gemara says, no, it means that let's say, for example, I'm trying to correct the Sefer Torah, for example, right? Happens to be I'm correcting the parsha of Kriya Shema. So then, the only reason why I'm reading is simply so that this way I should know what the words sound like or how the words are supposed to be written. So when I'm reading only for the sake of trying to write in the letters or fix the letters, so then I'm amish not having kavana even to read. I'm barely even reading the Torah's reading. I'm only reading for the purpose of fixing a Sefer Torah, let's say. So there you would have to have specific kavana to be yotzei. But stop, if I'm reading psukim, if even if they happen to be part of Kriya Shema, then for sure I'm going to be yotzei. Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema kechsava devi Rabbi. Whether you dafka have to read Kriya Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, that's Rabbi Shita. Chacham say you can read Kriya Shema in any language you want. My time at the Rebbe, so Amar Krav Hayu, V'Hava Yosef, it says V'Hayu Advar Ma'ila. So according to Rebbe, the words have to be read the way that they're written, namely Lashon HaKodesh. For Abana and my time, why do the Rabbanan say you can read it in any language? Amar Krav Shema, V'Chol Lashon Shat Shema, whatever language you understand, that's good. Ula Rebbe, Nami Haksev Shema, it also says Shema according to Rebbe. No, Ha'umi Ba'ile, Hashmei Lo'az Nechamash Adamot Mipifah, if the word Shema teaches you, you have to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. The Rabbanan Savri, who command the Amar Lo'ish Shema Lo'az Yotzei, the Rabbanan hold the Bidyeve, if you don't hear the words coming out of your mouth, you're still Yotzei. Ula Rabbanan Nami Haksev Ha'u, how do the Rabbanan deal with the fact that it says Ha'u, which implies that only Lashon HaKodesh? So it says, no, Humi Ba'ilu, Shalo Yikr L'mafred. That means you have to read them in the proper order. You can't read the psukim or paragraph out of order. The Rebbe Shalo Yikr L'mafred. How does Rebbe know that you can't read them out of order? So Nafkalei Midvarim Hadvarim. So he learns that out from the fact that the pasuk says Ha'u Hadvarim Ha'ila. The pasuk could have just said Ha'u Divarim Ha'ila. So the extra A teaches me that you have to read it in order. For Rabbanan Dvarim Hadvarim Lo Darshin. They don't darshin the extra A. So asks the Gemara, Lememra Desava Rebbe Dechol Torah Kulu B'Chol Lashon Emra. Does this mean to say that Rebbe holds that generally, that when it comes to the rest of the Torah, I can read the rest of the Torah in any language I want? Because if you assume that Rebbe held that you can only read the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh, so then v'hayu d'kasav rachman alam alik. So what would be the point of singling out Kriya Shema? Meaning, if Rebbe really held that the entire Torah could be read in any language, right? So then why would Rebbe say, oh, but Kriya Shema has only read in Lashon HaKodesh, right? Meaning, if it was really true that Rebbe held that the whole Torah is read in Lashon HaKodesh, so then there wouldn't be a chiddush to say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema would be part of everything else. So the whole Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah can be read in any language, but Kriya Shema is an exception. So the Gemara says, no. Itzrich mishum dechsev Shema. In other words, the chiddush is since the Torah says Shema, so to counter the notion that you can read in any language, Rabbi says, no, don't think you can read Kriya Shema in any language. V'hayu, it has to be dafka Lashon HaKodesh. But that's not an indication that Rabbi holds that in general I can read it in any language. So the Gemara then says, okay, let's ask the Rabbanan. Remember the Savar Rabbanan to call Torah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh. Remember the Rabbanan hold that I can read the Torah in Lashon, that I can only read in Lashon HaKodesh. These talk about the B'chol Lashon Emra, Shema Dekasav Rechman Alam Ali. Because if the Rabbanan really held the Torah could be read, that the Torah could be read in any language, why would you have to single out Shema as being also being able to read in any language? So the Gemara says, no, the same answer. Itzrich mishum dechsev v'hayu. Again, to counter the drasha v'hayu from Rebbe, they have to write Shema. But again, it's not indicative of what they hold regarding the rest of the Torah. It's just a localized drasha regarding Kriya Shema. Tana Rabbanan v'hayu shlo yikr l'mafreya. So we said you can't read the paragraphs out of order. Hadvarim al levavecha. So what does that mean? Yachol te kol ha'parisha tzricha kavana. One might have argued that you need to have kavana when you say the entire Kriya Shema. No. Tamalomar ha'ila. Ad kan tzricha kavana. You only need kavana for that really for that first pasuk until the words vayu advar ma'ila and afterwards you don't need kavana. So I'm really Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? Harei Omer says Asher Anochi Betzavecha Hayom Alavavecha. You kind of tell him to call a parsha kula tzricha kavana. He says no. You see for this pasuk that the entire parsha requires kavana. So Amar Rabba Bar Rechanim Rabbi Yochanan Halach Kredi Kiv says the fact that's how he paskin. So Ika Demasli Lo Aha. Some taught the statement about the following price of Sanya Hakori Yeshmat Shachri Chavin Eslibo. So according to the Tanakama, you have to have kavana when you're saying Shema. Rabbi Yaakov, Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Keva, Chakivin, Libu, Beferek, Rishon, Shavino, Trach. Once you have kavana in the first paragraph, so you're good to go. You don't have to have kavana for the rest of Shema. So Amar Rabba Bar Rechanim, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Yaakov, Shomer, Mishum, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, that's how he paskin, that as long as you have kavana for the first paragraph, so then you're good. So the Gemara says, Tani idach, we have another brisa. Fehayu, that means shelo yikro lemafrei. That means you can't read them out of order. Alav avecha, what does that mean? Rabbi Zutra omer, ad kan mitzvah kavana, mikad v'ilach mitzvah kriya. Up until the pasuk alav avecha, that's the place you have to have kavana. After that pasuk, so then there's just a mitzvah kriya, but if you don't have kavana, you're shelo yotzei b'diavad. Rabbi Yoshi omer, ad kan mitzvah kriya, mikad v'ilach mitzvah kavana. He says, no, until here is the mitzvah kriya, and then afterwards you have to have kavana. So the Gemara asks, maishna mikad v'ilach mitzvah kriya dechsev ledaber bam, hachanam yoksev v'dibarta bam, meaning the reason why you're telling me that there's a mitzvah to read as opposed to having just to having kavana is because it says ledat ber bam, but it also says at the end of that paragraph vidibarta bam. So why would you not say that there's a mitzvah of kriya later on and that switches to only kavana? So the Gemara says no hachi kamar adkan mitzvahs kavana ukriya mikan veilach kriya below kavana. In other words, it means exclusively a mitzvah of kriya and the lack of kavana will not be ma'akev vidyevet. So asks the Gemara ma'ishna adkan mitzvahs kavana ukriya tichsev alav avecha vidibarta bam hasam nami yachsev alav avchem ledat ber bam. In the end of vahayim shemot, it also says right. In other words, it also says Alav Avchem. So why is there no mitzvah kavan at the end? Because Rabbi Yitzchak holds an entirely different drush in that pasuk that you have to have your tefillin connected early. That has nothing to do with kavana. So he understands the pasuk in an entirely different way. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Adkan mitzvahs kriya mikan ve'ilach mitzvahs kavana. So Maishna mikan ve'ilach mitzvahs kavana mishum dechsev Alav Avchem. So Hachanam yachsev Alav Avecha. So again, why is there only kavana until that pasuk? It also says Alav Avecha earlier. So Hachi Kamar. Adkan mitzvahs kriya ve'kavana, kan ve'ilach, kavana below kriya. Afterwards, it's only kavana without the chiyuv of reading. U'maishna adkan mitzvahs kriya ve'kavana dechsev Alav Avecha ve'dibarta bam, hasam nami yachsev Alav Avchem ve'dabirim bam. So again, the same lishonos are being used. So the Gemara says, no, who be divrei Torah ksev? That pasuk is referring to the obligation to learn Torah. Teach your children Torah, so this way they're fluent and proficient in learning Torah. That pasuk is again not talking about the chiyuv of just stam reading Kriyat Shema. Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ad kan tzricha kavanas alei divrei Meir. According to Meir, all the kavanah you need to have in Shema is just for that first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and that's it. Amar Rava Halach Rameir says that's a pasuk. Tanya Sumcha Somer Kol Amarich Be'echad Marichin Lo Yomav Shosef. If you elongate the word Echad, right, with all the proper emphasis on the Ches and the Dalid, so then you get Aricha Shem, get long life. Amar Rava Achar Bar Yaakov Uvedalis. You also have to emphasize the Dalid of the word Echad. Amar Rava Ashi Vavaj Lo Yachto Beches. But you can't the you lengthening the Dalid can't mess up. What does that mean? So, for example, if a person says echad, so he's emphasizing that it's as if he's putting another letter after that, like an ayin. So then you're messing up the word echad. So really, a dalet, the way that we pronounce that. So theoretically, let's say if a person was Yemenite, so the way you pronounce a dalet is with a tha. So you can lengthen that word echad as long as you want; it wouldn't mess up the word. But if you read the word as echad, so the way that we pronounce a dalet is just a dalet is the end of a syllable. You can't elongate a dalet. It doesn't work the way that we pronounce a dalet. You can't say echada. It's not a word. Right? It has to be echad. So we can't really fulfill this din if you pronounce dalet the way that we do. The ches you can lengthen as long as you want. So you can say echad. But you can't say echada because that's going to ruin the word. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya, have a Yosef kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, chazye, have a marech tuvi. So he was lengthening the word echad a lot. Amarle, kevin da amlichte lamalu lamadu la'arba ruchas ha-shamayim tulot shrichas. He says, once you've lengthened the word echad enough, that you've been mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the four corners of the world and you know above and below. He says you don't have to go on for 20 minutes. In other words, the point is that once you get that point across, that's enough. Amrav Nasan Bar Mar Ukva Amrav Yehuda Alev Avecha Ba'Amida. When the Pasuk says you have to say Shema Alev Avecha, so you have to say that standing up. So the Gemara says Alev Avecha Salgat Aitach Elaima Ad Alev Avecha Ba'Amida. In other words, it means until that pasuk of Alev Avecha, you have to be standing. Mikan Ve'ilach Lo, but afterwards you could sit down. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Kol Parsha Kulu Ba'Amida. He says the entire Parsha Kriya Shema must be said standing up. V'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, that's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitas. So Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Halach Rabbi Acha Shomer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, like we said in the Gemara earlier, who holds that you have to have that you have to have kavana only until that pasuk. Tana Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Zo Kriya Shema Shem Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Kriya Shema was just that one pasuk. So Amar Le Rav Le Rav Chia Lo Chazina Le Le Rabbi De Mekabel Alei Malchus Shemayim. But if your whole Shema is that one pasuk, so you're missing out a lot of the components of Shema, namely Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is in the paragraph of the Ahavta. So Amar Le Bar Pachti. Bar Pachti literally means like the son of a noble person. That was a title they used to give to Rabbi Yochanan as an honorary title. B'Shah Shemavir Yadav Apanav Mekabel Alav Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is when I put my hands over my eyes. That is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So then Gemara asks, Choser Vegomra, O Eno Choser Vegomra. So the question then is, do you have to then finish? In other words, and I'm sorry, the Gemara's question is, did he finish saying Shema once the Talmidim left or not? So Bar Kapara Omer, Eno Choser Vegomra, Shema Berebi Omer, Choser Vegomra. So it's Machlokas whether he ended up reciting the rest of Shema or not. So really Bar Kapara, Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Bishlam, Lididi, Ta'amina, Eno Choser Vegomra, it makes sense to me that I say that he didn't finish. He didn't finish saying Shema. How did the Rebbe Ashmeita the Ispa Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's why Rebbe incorporated a statement regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this way he would be yotzei that part of Shema that he didn't say. But El Lidak Amar Choser VeGomra Lamele LaAdurek De LaHasker Yitzias Mitzrayim Bismana. So in other words, questions according to you who say that he actually said the entire Shema. So what did Rebbe have to come in and give some whole spiel about Yitzias Mitzrayim for it? So he says no. The reason why he did that was so this way he would be yotzei the din of reciting Yitzias Mitzrayim in the proper time, right? Bismana. In other words, he still wanted to be yotzei Bismana. Therefore, he said it. Amar Ilah Bereder Shmuel Bar Merta Mishmei Derav. Let's say you said the first pasuk, you said Shema, then you fell asleep. So what's the name? He says, "But the Nachman Daru." He told his servant Daru, you only have to really push yourself to say that first pasuk. After the first pasuk, it's not such a big deal. If you fall asleep after the first pasuk, so no, you're still Yotzei. So Amar Le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Berei the Rabba Avuch Hechi Hava. He says Avuch Hechi Hava. What did your father used to do? Amar Le Bepsuka Kama Hava Kametzar Nashi Tefila Kametzar Nashi. The first pasuk is very makbid to be awake and fully cognizant. Afterwards, he wasn't so makbid. Amar Rav Yosef Prakdon Lo Yikra Kriya Shema. So if you're lying on your back, you can't say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says Mikra Hudlo Likrei Hamigna Shapir Dami. That sounds like so you can't say Kriya Shema on your back, but it sounds like you're allowed to sleep on your back. What's the problem with that? For Rabbi Shimon Levi, you lie on the Ganiya Park. He used to curse people who would sleep on their back. Right? Why Amri? He would say Migna Kimatzle Shapir Dame Mikra Afagav the Matzle Nami Asur. He would say that the way you sleep, in other words, you can daven the way you sleep on your back, but when it comes to actually saying Kriya Shema, so he says even if you daven like that, it's going to be a problem. For Rabbi Yochanan Matzle Kari, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Kriya Shema lying on his back? So he says no, Shain Rabbi Yochanan the Baal Basar Rav, since he was very heavy, so it was hard for him to sit up. So therefore, he was allowed to lie on his back when he was saying Kriya Shema.
Okay, fine. So we'll stop here for now.